You're listening to the show about forgetting we encountered Batwing Doors and Norton and Vitamin Cheese. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm KT, and I play Will. And I've got recruited by powerful magical forces because of my mad skills on my resume.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Pungence, a goat pungence.
I like the flavor of goat cheese.
What?
Goat cheese is good. Cheese.
Now I'm like judging goat cheese? Everybody.
Whoa, Abby doesn't like goat cheese?
I'm actually judging myself because I know I'm missing out. I do now like feta, but I haven't made it to goat cheese.
Oh, goat cheese is so much better
than
feta.
Well, you know what, though? Here's the thing. Like, if you've had bad goat cheese, there are some really, like, goaty goat cheeses, which are not good. Like, I've had some that was super, like, and this is going to sound so judgmental, but, like, super farmy. Like, it was very, like, wow, I can taste the goat. Like, this is a goaty, goat cheese.
Like you said.
But if you get like an actual good one, it's so good.
If it's melty and I can't tell that it came from a goat, then I like it.
You know what's good?
Why only my cheese in the shape of a goat?
It was, she would like the one that had like the cranberries on it. Was it that?
I might.
Maybe she would, or maybe she wouldn't. She doesn't like goat cheese.
I would probably like it if instead of goat cheese, it were cream cheese.
See, it kind of is more like in that like log. It had cranberries on it. It was like sweet, and it kind of was
no, you would, in the log shape, Abby would be like, this, look, this came directly out of the goat. It's got to be in some sort of a form that there's no way this came from a goat.
Oh, I'm really... Oh, I don't want to talk about what I was thinking. Oh, I don't want to talk about what the cranberries were lining. No!
Goatsy?
Is that what you were
going
to say?
I was going... Oh, no! I'm sorry. That's what I thought it was.
It just got worse and worse.
Oh, no. Well, what was it? What was it not goatsy?
I was just thinking that you would...
Something biological.
I was just thinking that all of the cranberries would have to be lining, like, the lower intestine. And then...
Just pop off.
And exactly. It would just... Uh-oh, what happened to Alex?
He doesn't want to hear this.
He took his headphones off, so he doesn't have to... And now he's...
Pollen!
Intestine! Intestine!
Oh my god.
Do I need to go get my rectum?
I thought I missed it. But you were waiting in ambush.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
It just took me that long to remember the word polyp, actually. Ew. Is really what it is. That's a great word to say when gross. Talking about food, period. Yes.
Polyp.
Yeah.
Polyp. So
cranberries delicious. Are not berries, they're actually polyps.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a fact. That's a fake fun fact that we should spread.
Tomatoes are fruit and cranberries are polyps.
When you get a colonoscopy, they look for cranberries.
Oh no!
Terrible!
Oh gosh!
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Do
it to ourselves.
Do I have my phone? Yes, I do. I do. I have my phone.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Uh oh.
What is this?
Who are we gonna call?
I know.
Ghostbusters!
Well, let's find out.
Bagans. Ghost Bagans.
We're going to call a certain man by the name of Don. Here we go.
Don?
Don.
Is that his name?
Yep.
Don Eagle.
Henley.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it Don Henley?
It is Don Henley.
Oh, wow.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Are you gonna do it too, or is it just me?
Okay, it probably should be just you.
But now we gotta sit through this really long intro.
Do you want me to go
ahead?
I think I can skip ahead.
No, okay,
let's get into it.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
I'm adjusting in my
volume?
Chair to really be ready anyway.
No, it's not yet.
Still the intro.
No, no.
Remember, this is a 6.5-minute song.
Well, we didn't do the last verse. We're missing a verse, but that's okay. It's okay.
Ooh,
oh, my gosh.
The MIDI's heating up.
Yeah, listen to this MIDI.
Ooh.
Man, I wish you told me. I could have whipped it up on the accordion.
There you go.
On a bright sunlit river. Fondant in my hair, warm smell of vitamin cheese rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, we saw a really big dam. Our boat grew bigger and most stayed to make sure Hilula didn't scram. After such a long journey, we really needed a room. But with Will in the party, the search would surely be doomed. But then we saw a weird building built over the spillway. There was a sign near the front door. What the heck did it say?
Come to the
Incommodamtop.
What, you wrote it like that?
Maybe a lovely place.
Maybe a lovely place.
Will makes a skeptical face. Only 3 vacant rooms at the Hotel Damtop Inn.
Right.
Let's discuss this at length.
Let's discuss this at length.
Let us gather our strength. Bathwack's stomach was twisted. He's vegetarian. He found a lot of pretty, pretty corns, and he chose them. Gwen was after some noodles and sweet big meatballs. Some like them cooked medium, but Gwen likes them cooked raw. Rafina ordered up some gravy fries, said, please bring on my cheese. And Will said, I fear that stuff will give me 19 types of disease. And that grand staircase race is just 2 days away. Though we're sleepless in the middle of the night, we need a place to stay. Welcome to the Incommodamtop. Will you stay in room 3?
Will you stay in room 3?
Bathwack's taking the key. We're divvying up the rooms at the Incommodamtop. Gwen's got the penthouse suite.
Got the penthouse suite.
She'll probably fill it with raw meat. And that's all we did.
And Eric, you're the one that made me say the Incommodamtop, and then you wouldn't say
it. You wrote it both ways, and
yeah,
I got confused.
It sucked. I was like, what if it was called the Hotel
Damtop?
But it wasn't.
It's
it was the Damtop Inn.
Inn. So it's the Incommodamtop. It makes sense.
The Incommodamtop, and Eric really wanted
Abby
to say that.
It.
The Incommodamtop. Oh, oh my gosh. There we go.
When you asked what Bathwag ate, I was like, I wonder if
No, just wondering. Just think about what Bathwag ate.
We thought it was corn, but we weren't sure. I didn't want to color
we
anyone's.
Weren't shorn.
We weren't shorn about the corn.
Shorn.
Corn.
Nice. That was awesome. That was really fun.
It was awesome.
Uh-oh, here we go.
What?
You're now getting all focused and you're not...
I'm not focused.
Okay. Oh,
I'm
okay.
The
well,
opposite.
I'm not focused.
I'm just saying words so that I don't have to be focused. I'm unfocused. I'm focused on not being focused.
You're
so
good
I'm just
at that.
Responding okay. randomly to things with different phrases and whatnot.
Yay.
So!
Corn is a polyp too.
Yeah.
Corn
is a polyp.
That I could actually buy.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you guys remember, you were heading down the grand staircase, which was mentioned in the Incommodamtop recap.
It's taking a really long time.
It is. It's a very large, tall, big, grand staircase.
Okay.
It's a long way down. Let's see. I have in my notes how many steps it is. It is 1,699 steps.
Whoa, 1,699?
Yeah.
Oh, not one more? Could have made it an even 1,700. Sorry, I'm getting
I know.
Into character.
What the heck?
Hey.
I think it's getting dark, guys. Maybe we should head back up.
We're only 3 you more get... steps, Bathwack. Come on.
But we just got down here. They have to have a bustling nightlife, right?
Yeah, probably. Oh my gosh, this place.
I do. Do they, Rafina? I've heard Bear Toggle is a happening place.
Where'd you hear that from?
I just hear it. We're just a couple days upstream. People come from up down there, up here, up down here, up there.
Oh, God.
And they say things. And I listen.
my heavens, Shimi. Don't believe everything you hear.
Oh,
but
all
yes,
right. It's dead.
It's bustling.
I was right. I should have believed it. I knew it.
I'm glad that you think it was your idea that it was bustling, but Gwen's yes. the one who said it first, Shimi. You sound like me already. I give him a high five.
Yeah, I heard it from Gwen.
Stealing ideas, rule number one.
All right, so we ate. We've already eaten.
You ate at the top of the dam.
I could eat about 12 more meals, though, because I haven't had any in a very long time.
Yeah, that just awakened your hunger.
Yeah, I'm realizing how hungry I am.
That's not Gwen growling.
Didn't we have some kind of theory that the reason that Will was feeling grumpy was just because he never eats?
he doesn't eat food.
Will doesn't eat food.
He's just Joe Pesci in those Snickers commercials.
God, what a 90s reference. Or
that
maybe
was 2000s. Not 90s.
No?
No. Way.
That's recent?
That's very
yeah.
recent.
Like,
no, I can't believe you. Joe Pesci Snickers, I'm looking it up. You liars. You guys are probably right. I bet
Will ate like three square meals a day back in Tivoli.
Well,
yeah.
He didn't have a lot of self-care, but he did eat well at times. That's for sure.
I mean, and I imagine that dinner was like a multi-course affair.
But never in front of anyone else.
Well, the funny thing is that this freaking podcast started with Kevin putting Will by himself in a room eating dinner. And that became like such a thing. That's like so accurate.
That's so
I wouldn't have even known how accurate that was.
Yeah.
But just in a dark room, probably eating
on
dinner.
On a desk.
Right. No, it was actually at a table. He said in my villa, but whatever. Cool.
Eating
it
his chicken nuggies.
Yeah, chicken nuggies.
It was veal.
Didn't you have like a butler who kept bringing you, he was like bringing you each course or something?
That dog
Wasn't
is
there a butler
really
there?
Daydreaming about this. Yes, there was like a servant.
Sorry,
I
just can't.
I love
Manfred.
That dog's just hoping, he's saying all this out loud because he's like, you're going to get me a butler when we move to Tivoli, right?
We're going to share one.
That they come with the
that's
house,
right? I'm
right?
just trying to visualize my villa.
Did you call it a villa? I want it to be a villa.
No, he only gets a villa. Yeah, I have a villa. He has a villa. We don't know what that is, but it's a doghouse out in my backyard, actually.
Yeah,
you just
I don't know. Yeah. I'm
going to
go
Spanish
and look it up
adjectives.
On villo.com.
I really think that the plot twist should be that the storyline ends up right back with right at that scene with Will eating all by himself and the butler is actually Bathwack.
Oh my gosh, what a dream.
Or it's the other way around.
I know.
You forget who the DM is.
Yeah, totally. Oh, man. Would be that way. I love that idea actually. I need to be able to serve Bathwack at some point, like against my will.
I'm not
going to
call you Will. I'm going to call you Manfred, my butler.
My name is Will.
At least call me Wilfred. All right, so we're going to be on these stairs the whole episode tonight as well.
I mean, for the record, Joe Pesci is a dick in a new Snickers spot is an article written in May 2011.
2011. Okay. So it's like
ago.
10 years ago. Okay. So
not the 90s.
Listen, the 90s feel like 10 years ago
nope,
to me.
They
but
were
it's like
20,
a long
21 years ago. No, 22 years ago. Somewhere between.
That's weird.
Yeah, that hurts. That hurts.
And suddenly you find yourself at the bottom of the staircase,
what?
Guys.
Already?
You did it.
We jumped off.
Oh, guys, I forgot something in the room. I'll be right back.
I hope Gwen actually does that. We all just like stare at her in shock. She like actually starts walking. Mm-hmm. Ah, just kidding.
Just taking the stairs like two at a time.
Oh my
going
God.
Going back
it's
up.
So funny.
Or if she just dimension idea. Doors and then, you know, comes back. Yeah. It's like Rizzo the rat, you know, climbing
I've
up and
over.
Got my
jelly beans. Yeah.
Dimension door would take you part of the way up.
Oh shit, it would not take us all the way up.
Depends on how far down you are.
Rafina does her spell with the stone where she gets to reform the stone and she makes one more step.
Oh
okay, 1700, guys. We're good.
All right, cross off the spell slot.
That's my favorite thing ever. Made an extra step. And Will's like, wait,
it's
are
really
we gonna,
tiny.
Can't, oh, he was going to say, like, can't we put our handprints in it or something? Then we. Well, it's, Will it's, was it's here.
It's not, it's just not like, I can't, it, you know, I've, it's got to be slightly shorter than the last step, but it's all the way across. So yes, you can put your thumbprint in it.
We should all, we have to sign it with our party name, which we've never come up with.
Wait, can we have a party name? What we do?
I mean, in my past D&D campaigns, we've had party names just because like, I mean, I don't know if Denise has, have you had a party name?
I mean, we've been doing Waterdeep for almost over 2 years now. We don't have a party name. We own a tavern together, but we don't have a party name.
Sometimes it comes from like stuff that you do. Like in my one campaign, it was because our group ended up having this battle that was in a bottleneck like cavern or something. And we did this whole elaborate plan to like kill this bunch of people that were attacking us in this bottleneck thing. And we were trying to describe it. And we were like doing all these gestures. And one of them was like this, which is like a fisting gesture. And then we were like, but like this. And then we were called the exploding fists, which was like, it was so silly.
I think officially we were the Butchers of Rose Quarry.
Oh, that's true. But we called ourselves the exploding fists because it was very amazing. So we have to pay attention.
The Gloomhaven party has one, but that's Gloomhaven.
Do you have a name? Like you do you name it?
Yeah, of course.
Our
you do.
Party has a name. Yeah.
What's your name? You have one too?
Yeah.
You guys, what are your names?
They're Thundersqueak.
Close.
Ours is Three Seasons Landscaping.
Oh, that's so great.
I wonder when you started playing.
That's so funny. That's a great name for like an adventure party. That's so funny.
So,
okay,
you got into the bottom of the staircase. Rafina made it, so you had to take an extra step.
Yes. It's amazing, though. I'm like thumbs up when I see that. Yes.
Oh, that just feels so good to place the 1700th foot down.
Like, why wouldn't they have done that? We got to, like, write something here, right? Like, Rafina.
R-W-B-G-M. Rigabim.
Isn't that.
Oh, wait, Mo's not there.
That's bad, though. I mean, that's graffiti. We don't want to do graffiti because is graffiti allowed in Bear Toggle?
But it's not graffiti. It's my step.
Yeah. Is signing a piece of artwork considered graffiti where you're from, Gwen? Because this is art, I say, as I just.
Will brought Banksy to Tivoli.
Yeah.
It seems interestingly provocative to write Rafina's name, seeing as she's wanted.
Oh, Bathwack.
Well, good thing Rafina was smart about it and wrote W R G W B M and then crossed out the M.
R W R W B G M and then crossed out the M. I love this so much.
You've taken your surroundings here at the bottom of the staircase with the Bear Toggle Dam towering over you. It's like I said, Dimension Door would certainly not take you all the way up to the top. It, at this point, wouldn't even take you halfway.
Wow.
It's roughly like around 1,100 feet is the distance from the bottom of the dam to the top.
1,100 feet. All
roughly.
Right. Which, then I have a couple spell slots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poof, poof, poof. Poof, poof, and a little walk.
Spell slot's gone.
Does the water go all the way to the top of it?
Pretty much, yeah. Like the water, I mean, the top of the dam, I mean, it's a little ways down, but not very much. A couple feet from the sort of the causeway. That's not the right word. But remember, we determined there was no term for the top of the dam. It's just top of the dam.
The dam top. Yeah.
Stupid.
Right.
Poor Eric. So disappointed still.
But yeah, you get down here, and this area, sort of where the grand staircase empties out into the city proper, mm-hmm. is a happening spot. There's like a little, basically kind of like a market square that emerged, maybe you think probably formed here specifically because this is this important point where you start your journey up or end your journey down from or to the top of the dam. There's people milling about everywhere. It's bustling here. We were talking about bustling nightlife. It's not night yet, but it is bustling. There are stalls everywhere. Right close to the bottom of the stair, there's a specific place set up. Looks like they're maybe selling refreshments to either, you know, ease your your needs after having come down or prepare you from going back up. You can investigate that. You see a nearby stall where you could sign up for the Grand Staircase Foot Race. You see also close by a shoe vendor selling footwear, which you can investigate further. There's just lots of different things to look at. Those are sort of what's nearby. The only other thing that would immediately catch your eye, and of course you can check out whatever you would like, you see maybe like halfway around the small square, someone catches your eye. There's someone looks like they're selling herbs, but they're sort of like all hooded up and they look very large. So that sort of catches your eye. There's this hooded hulking figure.
I hope it's Keck.
Oh my God, selling herbs.
That would be amazing.
Keck.
I miss Keck. I miss
I know. Keck was awesome.
It was a bouquet of rosemary. Keck. And then
my Keck.
Yay, I love that song so
there's,
much.
And then off at the far sort of corner of the square, you see there's this woman who people seem to be giving a wide berth to. She is tall and has short pink hair, and she's yelling something.
Oh.
Sort of animatedly just across the crowd, and everybody seems to be kind of skirting around her and not making
yelling
eye contact.
The crowd,
just over, just like, yelling just yelling
crowd.
Something, and it's sort of far enough away you can't really make it out from where.
Remind
from where
me
you are.
Exactly what I look like right now. I am disguised.
Yes.
Your head is a cake.
You have fondant in your hair.
I have fondant in my hair.
I can't remember what the
shape
was.
I thought it was a nose.
Yeah, the fondant is a nose.
Okay.
Dang, yes. I wrote the lyrics wrong. Fondant as my nose. Well, I mean, there you go.
I mean, hey, some probably got in her hair.
Yeah.
I think her hair was down.
Yeah, you had her take her.
We took the pigtails out. That they were not like totally.
And hubbada hubbada.
And hubbada.
Excuse me.
And I put makeup on her because I have makeup and just making her look not as old or something, or maybe more old. Do we decide? Oh, shoot. Now we're here.
I don't
we go.
Think we decided on an age.
No.
We talked about it a really long time.
Long time. Which I appreciated. Thank you. It means I have to talk less.
Yeah. If I were a panda, I wouldn't have to worry about what age I am.
Here we go.
But you wouldn't be a panda
Abby.
By the time we got down the stairs.
Yeah, that's true. It takes you 10 hours to walk down.
I didn't know on all fours. Oh my Lord.
Panda would roll down.
Yes. I look vaguely middle, young / old. That's
just like Rafina. You don't know how old she looks, and because you don't know how old she is anyway.
Yeah.
But and speaking of her clothes, your instincts were correct.
Yeah.
She blends right in. And you do see the majority of the people here are halflings. Hmm. So
Geez, I feel really tall.
You do, and so does Will.
And Bathwack does. I forgot.
Shimi even feels kind of tall.
You should say Bathwack. Shimi feels tall.
Bathwack, you feel normal for the first time in a long time.
Weirdly normal.
You even see some people who share your hairstyle.
Oh my gosh. Oh, he's home.
Yep. He just wanders off. You never see him again.
Oh, no!
He's like, deuces.
I've decided to give up on all my ambitions. Just
staying
here.
Rafina approaches the woman.
You're going to make your way over towards her on the other side of the square? Okay. It'll take you a little while to get there, so you're going to have to wend your way through the crowd. So you guys see Rafina heading over
she's
that
just
way.
Going. I'm like, oh no, like Will has a sudden like, ah! And then I'm like, wait a sec, no, she lives here. She knows this place, I think. Like he just gets nervous.
Great.
About her going, but then holds it in.
Just like he does every other emotion?
Yes. He doesn't want to express any kind of caring. But I have a question.
Another stitch pops.
So the dam is like literally rising up right here. That's a wall. And then this square, like is it tall buildings or it's all stalls so we can see the city behind it? I'm just
It doesn't slope down. You're like in the city now. We're like there's it. Yeah,
and
there's
the stalls
buildings
are
around.
Tall, so we're just surrounded.
I mean, the
stuff.
Stalls aren't necessarily, but yeah, there's buildings around okay. and yeah, you can't really there's you can see like off in the distance maybe it slopes up. Cool. But would anybody like to see a map?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes,
Mark,
yes.
Would you like to see a map? Well, you'll have to message me on Discord because I'll forget to send it to you. Okay, so here we go.
Oh.
Ah. Oh, wow, this big.
Whoa.
Woo. Okay.
Oh, we're on the stairs.
Well, yeah, you're at the bottom of the stairs, so you're like right there.
That's awesome.
It's oh, like I love these names. I love them.
Oh my gosh, Eric.
So. Podcast listeners, sorry, but I'm going to describe what we're seeing right now. So this orange weird blocky thing, that's the dam.
Mm-hmm. Yep, okay.
That's sort of the path at the top of the dam. We've got the hotel. See that little hotel icon?
Yeah.
That's the dam top inn.
The yep. one that's on the top of the dam.
Cool. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Breakfast included.
Yeah. Over here... So there's the that's sort of where you dock. That's that, that. No, that's a paddle boat.
Oh, I thought it was a boat. I can't. I'm too zoomed
it's
out.
It's not a great PNG.
I'm zoomed out very far. I just thought it was a motorboat.
But yeah, you can see some different areas here. And
so we're in the Scarlet Market?
Yeah, the right? staircase leads out into the Scarlet Market, which is just a general area of Bear Toggle.
Okay.
If you recall from what you heard from Rafina, this is an area with lots of like different entertainment and things like that. Specifically, there's a nice karaoke district.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's really fun, guys.
High Ground is like the highfalutin area of the city. There's lots of good shopping and things like that. There's like a temple district.
Wow.
The Warrens are primarily residential.
Oh my gosh.
And Tinkertown is like full of craftsmen and things like that.
It's
and,
huge.
And the famed Bear Toggle University is in Tinkertown as well.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, sounds like Bathwack awesome. Has a plan. He says yeah. he's going to Tinkertown.
He typed
but I'm not
it.
Done
he didn't
hearing
say it
about
out loud.
It.
He doesn't. He still doesn't know he's on a podcast.
I'm going to Tinkertown.
Wait, but what's the
someday.
Green Grove?
Someday.
3 years.
So Green Grove, you would know that's pretty much exclusively the location of the Pineapple War Memorial Garden.
Oh, my heart just.
And I'm sure you would immediately share that with your comrades. So let me just
we see a sign
make
for
that
it,
a little clear.
Yeah, she just chattering about all the places to go. Like
maybe.
Oh my gosh, I want to hear Rafina do it. Do it.
Where's the temple district? I need to know.
It's in High Ground.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, what's the shade?
That is. It's starting to get into like wooded areas and things like that. There's also farmland out there.
Oh.
But it's less built up.
Okay. Okay, guys, do you want to go to Tinkertown? We could go to Green Grove. We always do the path of the warm out. It's really lovely. But also, we could go to the High Ground and we could do some shopping. It was really fun. There was a residential over there, and there was over there. And then, oh, I have the best memory of this. But for now, I'm going to go find out that lady, what that lady is saying.
Oh my gosh. Yay!
Oh, and also the other little icon that you guys can see is over here, down in High Ground.
Ooh, airship.
Yeah, that is
oh,
where
the
that
terminal.
That where that airship tower, you were able to spot that, so I made that visible okay, for you guys. You know, it's kind of over that way.
Rafina's running over to the lady. I'm going to follow her, but as I'm going, I'm looking for people who are dressed like Halula.
Mm. Okay. So like guards or whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like anyone like that.
Sure, give me a perception check.
Oh, that's not good.
Come on, you're playing D&D. It's easy to forget.
Exactly. All right, perception.
Right, ready to hit natural 20 or not.
Oh no!
Told you!
Oh no!
You don't see any guards.
There's nobody here.
This is a land of lawlessness.
I rolled like, a deuce.
You could kill a man right here and walk away scot-free.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Oh, but that's, I have to live on my conscience. I mean, I couldn't. Yeah. Even accidentally.
You barely see your conscience. It's like you're looking for guards and you don't even see like a self-governing system in your own mind.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no. This no, really that's, is bear
that's
toggle.
Going overboard. You rolled a 2, not a 1.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Gwen's going to go Godzilla over the
town. Yeah, you could just step over all these buildings.
Yeah. What? All right. And I just looked up, by the way, we were calling Rafina Annie Parr. I don't know why.
Oh, oh
it's because Rafina backwards.
Rafina backwards. Annie yes. Parr. Okay.
Thank you for reminding Annie me Parr. That. That's right.
Annie Parr. Okay. So I guess I'm kind of following Rafina, like, instinctively. Like, I need to be with Rafina, but then I'm like, look, shoes. I need to look at these shoes. So that's also what I'm interested in. So, but okay. I want
to
keep an eye
on things.
It's
going to take
her
a little while to get over there. So if you want to check out the shoes, you can.
I don't want to do that before she goes and sees the lady.
Well, it's going to take her a little while. If you're going to follow her, you're going to look at the shoes real quick.
All right.
That's the order of operations. I'm sorry. There's maybe a reason why this very prominent, obvious woman is way far away on the other side
oh,
of the square.
No. Okay.
So maybe sure. It makes sense to look at shoes before you talk to this NPC.
Oh, no. Okay, shoes.
Okay. You go up to the shoe stall, and there's an older halfling man who is hawking his wares, and they're all displayed out on the counter there of his stall.
Are they all small? They're halfling shoes.
There's
huh?
a variety of sizes, mostly small, but you yeah. see some larger. This isn't exclusively a halfling city.
Okay. But are there size 3 wides?
3 wides. Freaking
they're just circles.
Shoes. Yeah, I know.
1 for each toe.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, you might not even want to talk to this guy, Will, because these are not fashionable shoes.
Oh, never these... mind.
Okay.
No, no. I mean,
these are the Birkenstocks of this world.
Whoa. That's so something that would be in Bear Toggle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You're looking for a pair of shoes there, eh?
I don't know. What do you have?
Oh, these will put a bounce in your step. Looking to make your way up the staircase? You sign up for the race? Looking for a... A little edge in the competition?
I don't even know what that is. I have no idea what this race thing is.
Oh, the Grand Staircase Foot Race. It's in 2 days.
Mm.
Many people have signed up.
I definitely look like somebody who wants to run up a stairway, don't I?
Well, not yet. Not without my shoes on, you don't.
What do your shoes do?
Oh, my shoe. I already said they put a bounce in your step.
Okay, literally or just like, hey,
oh,
these
no,
are
no.
Great
come
shoes.
Closer. Come closer. Here, I'll show you.
Okay, get away
this
from
is-
me.
I have not moved a step closer to you. I'm asking you to come closer to me, sir. Please, I would never deign to interfere with your personal space.
All right, sounds good.
You're like, sold!
His arms are crossed. He's trying to not, like, touch things. Like, very physically, like, meh.
But no, no, here, come closer. Look, this is the most advanced shoe technology you'll find in all of Six Rivers.
Oh, whatever. Okay, let's see. What do you mean shoe technology?
No, look here. Now, so look, it looks like just a normal shoe, right? It does not look like a normal shoe to you.
That looks like such a normal shoe.
First
wow.
of all, they're white.
What? They're all white?
Uh-huh.
All of the shoes?
The shoes are white.
All of the shoes are white. Okay.
They're looks like primarily leather. So they must have been dyed white leather.
Okay.
And there's something going on with the back of the shoe. There's like this little tube that's poking up from out like behind the, like up your, if you were to put them on like up along your Achilles tendon.
Uh-huh.
And
there's totally an Air Jordan like bladder in there, yeah. isn't there? You can pump them up, right?
I know. I always wanted one of those when I was little.
Of
and then
course.
I don't think they made them like ever, right? Yeah, they seemed so cool.
So don't you think sometimes when you're striding along, perhaps in a race or perhaps just strolling through the streets, that you need a little extra, a little oomph in your step?
I am always a little extra. I have my own oomph. But sell me these shoes. What the
hell? Let's
are
go
they?
For double oomph, sir. How does that sound?
I don't know if you could handle it. I think your stall would explode.
Oh, well, I would be honored to see it, sir.
good.
Now, here. So you see this tube poking up here out of the back of the shoe.
Uh-huh.
Just a few quick pumps, and he reaches down and he blows into the tube. And you can see something happen in, like, underneath the heel of the shoe.
Uh-huh.
Your shoe is pumped up, and it has the energy to take you further and farther and faster and harder and stronger.
These are like bouncy shoes. I bounce up the stairs?
Exactly. You bounce up. It's like running on air.
Okay, wait a second. I'm going to point over at Rafina. Like, what shoe size? No. Would Will know? Will would know what shoe. He's a shoe guy. I'm going to try to guess Rafina's.
Will's a foot guy.
No! After spending too much time with Rafina's socks and getting to know the stench, I would know a lot about her feet. Come on. They go all the way to her boobs. They've got to smell. She can't take them off that often, right? Uh-oh, Eric's very offended.
They
I'm
might
sorry.
Smell, but that doesn't mean they have a stench.
Oh, they just smell like...
No, they smell.
Okay, they're alive.
That's part of their feature.
I'm going to try to guess what size shoe Rafina is. And, like, ask, and even ask the guy, like, if I can point around and be like, what do you think her shoe size is? I think it's this. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're spot on, sir.
All right, how much are these?
They're 10 gold a pair.
Okay, but also, I want to actually see a demonstration before I buy them. And also, can I roll to see if this guy's a con man with these fucking shoes? Because it sounds like a product that Will would try to sell.
So, like, the eye one, Insight.
Insight. Pop out my character.
Insolight.
Roll better than Gwen.
No way. Oh, shoot.
It's not hard.
It's just not working.
Exactly.
Exactly what I knew would happen.
You have a... It's just not even an 18 in 20 chance of rolling better than Gwen.
It's just not working. It's not responding.
Do you want me to roll for you?
I can roll for you.
No! No! Here, I'll roll for you. Okay?
It'll be your first 20.
You're gonna have to because it's just frozen.
There you go. I did it off of your sheet. Hey, there you go.
What is it?
A 19 total.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Is he a con man? Do I get a con man
you
feeling?
Do not think he's a con man.
Uh-huh.
You think that he's trying to sell something.
That is not true.
You feel like he's maybe a little unsure of himself.
Aww.
But you don't think that he's trying to, like, necessarily pull one over on you.
How long have you been selling these shoes?
Oh, we've been here about a week.
We've? Oh.
Oh.
Did you invent them? Or
I
did. You did.
Uh-huh.
All right. Are you wearing them? I peek over the counter.
Oh, no, sir. No, I don't need a bounce in my step right now. I'm just standing here selling. I'm not about to run a race.
I want to know how bouncy they are and if they explode after one use.
They do not explode after one use, sir. No, these are made from the finest bullfrog vocal sacs in all of the land.
Do they make croaking sounds when you jump on them?
Well, yes, they do.
Oh, my God. Okay, listen. I will pay you a little less money because I'm not sure if they work.
How much less?
I don't know. It depends. Can you give me a demonstration of how they actually work?
Well, here you go. And he slides a pair across the counter.
I don't want to put them on my feet. They are for my friend.
How am I supposed to demonstrate shoes for you?
Because if you say that they bounce you around, then I can see it. Oh, you think that you could fake a bounce?
Well, you don't bounce. You put an extra bounce in your step.
Oh, so
what, you think you look like a rabbit?
Well, if they're supposed to help you climb stairs, I would think that...
Climb stairs or even just move more quickly?
I'm going to have to put these bullfrog bladders on my foot, aren't I? So that I can see if
Well, you should blow them up first.
They're vocal sacs.
What?
Right.
I have to put my mouth on this? Can you blow one up that would fit on my foot?
Certainly,
I will pay you 10 gold. I will pay the full price if you blow it up that I can try it
I'll
on.
Blow your shoes up any day, sir.
All right. Will leans on the counter, takes a shoe off, and holds his hand out to put the shoe for the guy to give him the inflated shoe.
Okay. Only two puffs. That's all it takes.
Will is so sad as he takes the shoe. Like, this is how much he cares about Rafina. And he looks at it and he looks at his sock and he's just so sad. And he very carefully puts it on his foot.
Okay. This is a comfortable shoe.
It is.
You're not used to comfortable shoes.
I'm not.
It is comfy. Oh.
I step on it. Like I can, I put it on the ground and uh-huh. Yeah. Like, does it croak?
Not just by placing it down uh-huh. under the ground. No.
Well, wait, it's not croaking.
Well, take a few strides, sir.
I look around like I'm embarrassed. Just I'm wondering where the group is. Like,
oh. Would you like to come around here behind the stall?
Well, I don't know what kind of invitation that is. I'm just gonna walk. Just take a couple steps.
Okay, just with a few steps, you hear like a low like.
All right.
With each step.
Do I but feel you, like they're going to fall apart?
Yeah, like it's weird walking. No, you do not feel like they're going to fall apart. It's weird okay. walking with one and then one normal shoe because you feel like that foot is being pushed a little harder as you're stepping forward.
I'm nodding. Than the other one. I'm like, all right. All right. Here's this one. I'm not buying it for myself. Give me one that's X size if you think that a halfling about this height.
Of course.
This size foot.
Yeah, I think we're in agreement. I think these would fit her. If they don't fit, you can bring them right back and we'll exchange them for ones that do.
All right, and if they break, I'm going to come back and burn your stall down.
What? You can tell the craftsmanship.
Oh, I can tell the craftsmanship. I've been stepping in them for like 2 seconds. I'm just saying, I can tell you're new here, and if you disappear, if this stall disappears, I will find you.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. Do I need to blow these ones up too?
No, I'm sure the person I'm giving them to is going to love to blow up these bullfrog sacks.
You have to, the inflation only lasts for a certain amount of time. You do have to reinflate them.
How often?
It lasts about an hour.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Do you make them larger than this? Like even larger than my foot?
I can make them in a variety of sizes. I mean, I have a few that are a little bit larger than yours. If you need very large ones, I suppose I could custom make them. Probably be for
this is taking some so long. Gold. There's no way Rafina's not at the. I'm like talking. Everyone's moving.
She's probably
in
there at this point.
I know, poor Rafina. All right,
it's okay.
I feel like Rafina wouldn't be making a beeline to the lady. I mean, she would just be probably, you know.
I'm actually giving a tour to nobody. Like, I don't know that you guys aren't behind me. I'm just still remembering
this
everything.
This cobblestone is where.
Exactly.
I'm going to gesture at Gwen, too. And I'm going to say, do you make any that size?
Oh. I mean, these might fit, and he pulls up a pair, but I'm not sure. They might be a little tight. I don't think they're wide enough.
Can you make ones that size?
I could make them as big as you want.
How fast?
It would take a while, a few days.
A few days?
Few days.
Well, I'd have to get, you know, more vocal sacks, so there's harvest time, and you have to dry out the sacks, and you have to make the shoes.
Oh, don't tell me about this process, or I'm not going to want to buy these shoes.
I know.
Well, I'd have to, and he just waves his hand, do some things.
All right, I guess I'll have to go to your competition. I'm sure there's somebody else who makes really cool shoes that I could buy for my group.
You're wrong, sir.
Yeah, they don't need to be made out of bullfrog sacks. Right now, you've got me on the novelty, but you're going to lose me in about 2 seconds unless you tell me you can make me shoes really fast.
I can make you shoes, but I can't sacrifice quality for speed.
You know what? Fucking fine. Whatever. I put down the 10 gold and I take the shoes that he already gave me.
Are you commissioning a pair?
No, you're taking too long.
All right, I'll be here when you come back.
I'm not going to come back to the frog sack stall, okay? I'm sure there's other people who make shoes in this town.
Yes, you are correct on that front, sir.
Nobody wants frog sack shoes, and I take my frog sack shoes and I walk away.
Who's the next happy customer? Look at this finely dressed man striding away with a pair of...
Nope! I set them on fire. No, I'm just kidding.
Is the herb stand, like, kind of on the way towards that lady?
Kind of. I mean, with the path that Rafina's taking, sure. Yeah. Everything's on the way.
Yeah, she would have probably gotten a whiff of, like, some nice, I'm assuming, fresh herbs.
There's a mix. There's some fresh herbs. There's some dried herbs if you're eyeing up that stand. Herbs.
Yeah. Herbs. There's a guy named Herb.
No, it's just dead people.
Ew!
Some are fresh, some are dried.
They're all named Herb.
Yeah. Are they raw?
Ah, yeah, that's what she cares about.
My sister, when in high school, dated a guy named Herb, and my dad called him Basil. No, wait, it was the other way around. His name was
Basil?
Basil? Or Basil, now I can't remember.
Basil's
and my
very
dad
good
called
British
him
way of
Herb.
Yeah,
that's what
so
it was.
Great. That's such a great
that's
joke.
Cute. That's hilarious.
I'm sure she really appreciated it. I'll have to ask
Emily
about
probably
that now.
Hated that so much. That's amazing now.
Anyway. Okay.
Yeah, there's stacks of fresh dead dudes named Herb.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we've established that. Duh.
I'll take that corpse and that corpse.
So, are you going to go up to the stall, like an approach? Or are you just trying to eye them from a distance? Like, are you looking for something in particular?
I mean, if Rufina's going all over the place, I definitely would go up and just kind of see what was there, because I have all this nice sweet stuff, and now I'm like, ooh, maybe I can get some like more, you know, ingredients and stuff to make deliciousness.
Add
I mean,
some
rosemary. Some rosemary honey would be lovely, and I do have some honey. So.
Okay. So yeah, you see a variety of different herbs laid out on the table. But as you get closer, it looks like these are the person is not like shouting out and hawking their wares. There's a few like small signs that are touting what this person is selling. And they're being marketed as medicinal herbs, not cooking herbs. And you, upon closer inspection, are very suspicious of these herbs for a very particular reason, Gwen.
Ooh.
If that's the case, I'm going to just take a look. And I'm just going to like, well, you know what? I probably should go see what Rafine's doing.
Wait, it's a particular reason that is secret?
Yeah, I'm like not making a connection. The way Eric is looking, he's very self
satisfied.
Eric,
I can't see your side eye when you're all the way out of the frame.
This is what I look like.
Ooh. Yeah, you guys are going to definitely see Gwen kind of going over to look at the herbs and then just kind of like slowing down, stopping, turning around, and going right the other direction.
Wow.
Okay.
Suspicious medicinal herbs.
Herbs. What was the phrase that I couldn't say on when I was trying to do the
suspicious
intro?
Suspicious unicorns?
Suspicious unicorn?
It was, what did we end up saying for the episode?
I think I ended up finally managing to get it out. You're listening to the show about suspicious unicorns.
Yeah, he couldn't say it. He said it like
suspicious unicorns.
When I say he said it 25 times, I think that's actually
I couldn't do it. Like
he couldn't say it.
Suspicious unicorns.
And then he tried to look up other words to say suspicious. And yeah. I was like, no, it's got to be suspicious.
Dubious unicorns. It's dubious unicorns.
No, suspicious unicorns.
You're listening to the show about suspicious unicorns. Here, I just did it again.
You did it.
I couldn't do it, though. Yeah. I could not do it. So many times. Anyway. So, Rafina, you've gotten closer.
Is it Keck? It is Keck. That's why it's suspicious. No, I guess it's probably not. Okay.
I don't know Keck.
That's true. You don't know Keck. That was pre-Gwen.
That's so sad. You should know Keck.
You should know Keck.
We'll have to introduce you. What's Bathback doing?
I don't know. Ask him.
I'm just following along for now.
Who are you following?
I'm staying kind of nearby Will, just because. But
Gwen's going to go to Bathwack and be like, hey, why don't you go check out those herbs over?
Okay.
See
why?
Just see what that person's name is. Just ask them their name. Just pretend like you're looking at them. The herbs.
Okay. I'll go over to the herb stand. Counter? The herb tent?
I wish his name was Herb.
Yeah. It should have been.
Okay. You get up closer, and the person sort of nestled deep in their hood reaches out and gestures to the herbs and just goes, huh?
I'm going to look up at the guy or thing or person.
Yeah, there's nothing magical. You can see within their hood. They're just kind of not making themselves very prominently out there. And it's a half orc.
Ooh.
It's not due.
All right. All right. Well, I've only ever known one half orc, I guess. So I don't know this person. All right. I'm going to look, I don't know. I'm going to look at the herbs. Is there, what am I looking at?
Give me
a
nature check.
Ask the name.
No, I will. I'll get to it.
Okay.
He's trying to be cash. She's super cash.
Oh, I'm in a hurry.
Hey, what's your name? Okay, bye.
Classic bat whack.
Nothing suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. And don't be suspicious.
So yeah, give me a nature check.
Oh, I'm good at these. Not.
Welcome to my world.
Again, you have an 18 out of 20 chance of doing better than Gwen. Unless you have a minus one, then it's not as good of a chance.
Yeah. Are you sure that this doesn't require some proficiency in athletics?
Not yet.
He throws the herbs.
Convince me.
As yes. Yeah.
Hey, oh,
I like that rule, bro.
Minus one yeah. makes you just as good as Gwen.
Oh no! Oh, that sucks.
Dragonsborns unite.
Yeah. So I see plants.
Yeah, I mean, there's a wide variety in front of you. Some have little flowers on them. Some are more like leafy. Some have still some dirt attached. So there's lots of different types of herbs in front of you.
One might all right, be a just sponge. A second. What?
One's a shoe.
How much for this one? I'm going to point at a random leafy one, but I'm going to try to remember it. So I point to the same one if I have to do it again.
Okay. Got it. 5 copper, a bunch.
Yeah. What's this called? Oh. What do you call this?
That's sage.
Oh, sage. All right. I think I've heard of that before. 5 copper. All right. Here you go. 5 copper.
Okay.
If I wanna find you again, who do I ask for?
Oh, I'm here every day.
You're here every day?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name?
Hmm?
I'm Bathwack. What's your name?
Oh, Gene.
Gene?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nice to meet you, Gene. Mm. Thanks for the sage.
Sure. And you notice as he takes your money, and it's a little awkward because he takes it and then rather than like take it with one hand and reach out with the other hand and hand you the sage, he does it all with one hand. Mm-hmm. Oh. And based on his physicality, you think he only has one arm.
Okay. Hmm. All right. All right. Thanks. See you.
Mm.
I'll go back up to Gwen. Hey, I am. Do you know what this is? I'm going to hold it out. Gene over there. Gene? Gene told me this was sage.
That Gwen takes and like just like smacks it out of your hand. Like, do not eat that. Do not touch that. Don't even have that around you. Just no. No.
What?
No. How much do you pay for that? I will give you whatever money you pay for that. I will give you that.
Like 10 gold. How much?
Yes.
Deception.
Or
if you're actually trying to lie to her,
it just rolled right off my tongue. See that? I should get that with advantage. All right. Sure.
Did you just smack someone with your billy club?
I did.
What? Yeah. Apparently.
This is what I'm saying. It's not reacting. Oh. Where is it? What is happening?
I don't know.
I wasn't even on my character sheet.
Who did you attack?
Look, two
I
times.
Heard someone roll randomly.
You did one what? Damage
That's
to them.
So weird.
That's
I wasn't even on my character sheet. You guys, this is what I'm saying. Technology.
All right. Bathwax says 10 gold, and then a riot erupts.
Oh my god.
Yeah, 21 deception. Gwen, I don't know if you're trying to figure out if Bathwax lying or not. If you're
but
not
I think he, but no. He said he was joking, didn't he? Didn't he just say that?
Well, I said it. I was joking to myself. I thought it was pretty funny.
All right. Well, I don't know what you say out loud, but you don't catch on the fact that he's lying / joking, Gwen, just so you know. You think he spent 10 gold on the sage.
Gwen would have been way too flustered.
Aww. But wait, so this isn't sage, Gwen? It's fine. I don't need any money. But
it may be sage, but it's not like, no, that I don't trust it.
What? What's wrong with it?
I don't trust it. Just trust me. Don't trust it.
What? Why? I mean, I bet Gene went and picked it himself.
Exactly.
What's your problem with Gene?
So many real connection to Gene already.
Bathwack really... phrases so far.
What's your problem with Gene? Oh my god.
You know when you just have a feeling about things?
I mean, he seemed like he might only have one arm. Is that the problem?
Oh. No. No.
Well, what? I mean, he seemed kind of quiet. He didn't want to talk a lot.
Which endeared him further to you.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know what this is. I just kind of picked it because I wanted to figure out who that guy was. But.
You ever get a bad sense about people?
I guess sometimes.
Like, you can almost smell the evil on them.
Mm. Oh. Bathwax starts sniffing. Wait, do I have any kind of... I don't actually have any spell queued up to detect... I just have protection from evil and good. Yeah, so I can't do that right now. Do I have any sort of sense that Gene is evil?
Give me an insight
Or that I
roll.
Shouldn't eat his sage?
Bathwax just starts eating the sage.
On the floor, on the ground. It's on the ground. She threw it on the ground.
Insight. I'm on this.
You think this guy might be evil. Just look at
what?
Him. He's all hooded up. He's only got one arm. His name is Gene.
What?
Maybe he could be.
Maybe he's evil.
Gwen's saying that he Gwen seems to be heavily into hinting that this guy is evil. So, maybe.
All right, well, I think this is a little strange, but...
Okay, you know what?
Give me
1 second. And so Gwen's going to walk over to the herb stand.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm curious. I'm going with her.
Uh-oh. And she's just gonna go, excuse me.
All right, so this figure looks up, and Gwen, you recognize Gene Dudas. Is that his name? No, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Gene Dudas.
All the Dudas day.
And he looks you right in the eye, and he turns around and runs.
Oh, I'm taking him out.
What?
I want to chase him and tackle him.
Okay. Hey, you remember that athletics check you were asking me about earlier?
OMG.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Rafina's going to get to this pink hair lady and turn around.
Oh,
the
no.
square's going to be in brawl mode.
That, Will's beating on someone
I'm
with a billy club.
Beating someone up with a billy club. And...
Will's just utterly destroyed that pile of sage.
Yeah.
Will's wearing frog bladders on his feet and is jumping in the air really high. I really hoped he'd buy his own size, too. Man.
And Rafina's just like, ah, everybody's at home.
Yeah. We have arrived.
All right, so yeah, this guy takes off from behind the stall and starts heading between two buildings. But Bathwack, you are light on your feet and you dash right after him. 22 athletics, you're able to catch up with him. So you're like right behind him. And what are you going to do to him to try to stop him?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to cast command.
Nice. Very similar.
Maybe if you cast Eldritch Blast, it'll work like command.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to cast anything. I just want to tackle him. Just leap at him and tackle him.
Okay. Give me another athletics check.
Another one.
Yes.
Two.
No. Yes.
19. Okay. Yeah,
that's good.
He's going to try to jump out of the way and fail. Okay. You pin him around the waist and take him down.
All right.
So you have taken him down and you're kind of out of the way of the crowd too. You're, since he ran off away from everybody. It's relatively quiet back here.
Did Gwen follow?
Yes.
So you're basically there, or do I have a beat? Why are you running?
He turns around and is going to try to stab you.
Ooh.
Oh.
With one arm?
Now you've done it, Gene. All right.
Is Gwen like on their heels?
I think so.
I'm curious to know if Gwen is going to try to stop this stabbing.
So yeah, that's a 16 to hit.
It's a miss.
Okay.
Or it's a hit and nothing happens.
Yeah, you've got him pinned down, but he's managed to get a dagger out from somewhere, and yeah, he's trying to stab up at you. But maybe it's because you've got him pinned down, or your armor's just too good, but he's not able to land a blow.
All right.
And he looks angry and scared.
Why are you running?
And he tries to stab you again.
Whoa.
Okay.
And that is a 23 to hit.
Ooh. All right, well, that hits.
Okay. You take 4 piercing damage.
Ouch.
All right.
Beth looks like I could do this all day.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We're not even through my temporary hit points yet.
There's a little hint of vanilla in there.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to slam him on the ground and then say, why are you running?
He tries to stab you again and he's crying.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And that is a 9 to hit.
All right. He's crying. All right.
Gwen is there at this point.
I'm going to tell him just really quick. Look, I'm not going to let anyone hurt you. Just tell me what's going on.
Keep her away from me!
Okay. I'm still going to hold him. Gwen, what's going on? This guy is really afraid of you.
He should be. Listen, Gene, I don't know what you're doing here, selling your shit here. You need to, trying to make these people... I don't even know what you're doing here.
Fine, I'll leave. I'll leave.
Yeah.
Just don't hurt me again.
Just get out and sell your tainted stuff somewhere else.
Gwen, what'd you do to this guy? He's really afraid of you.
She ripped my arm off! She killed my wife!
Holy crap. Gwen?
Just let me go. You'll never see me again.
Just let him go.
Why does... all right. I'm going to let him go.
Okay. He scrambles to his feet and dashes away.
Ooh.
Dang.
It's a long story.
Well, we have a long walk.
Well, oh.
And that guy was terrified of you.
Oh, I know.
He would do anything to get away from me while I had him pinned. When he even tried to stab me, but like, he was just afraid.
He's not a good person. He is not a good person. And so, do you promise not to tell anyone else?
Okay. Do you want them to actually not know?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go get some more ice cream.
Can I listen?
I get that. Well, you already know.
Go ahead.
Okay, so like, you know, before I got to Morrow's Inlet, I obviously, you know, had to make my way there and, you know, stayed at various places. And I did stay with them. They opened their house to me. And I helped out on their farm, herbs and stuff and vegetables. While I was there, it was like, it was just really weird. Like the nearby town, like it was just like, there was a sickness going around. And I realized that they were actually like poisoning their produce that they sell to that town. And then the only way to, like, you know, kind of cure the sickness and to make people better was their stupid medicinal herbs that they overpriced and sold. So they were basically fleecing this poor, like making this poor town sick and fleecing them for these medicinal herbs to make them better. And well, I mean, it didn't make me happy when I found out. And well, you know, when I confronted them about it, things just got a little ugly, I guess. I got a little.
Did you rip his arm off?
Maybe.
It just fell off.
I was really mad.
Did you kill his wife?
Maybe.
You don't remember very well?
Well, I mean, when I get mad, I mean, I don't know, they just... Okay, fine, I did. And I'm not happy about it. But they're not good. And they weren't... When I confronted about them, I tried to be nice about it, and they were the ones that got me upset and escalated it, not me.
What did they try to do to you?
Well, they tried to hurt me because, you know, they didn't want the secret getting out that they were poisoning this village. And then, you know, just to, you know, sell them this crap at, you know, exorbitant costs. So, I mean, it was in self-defense.
Did they leave then? I mean, did he flee? Were there other people in the family?
I don't know. I left. I left right after that. Right after I got mad at him.
So this is the first time that you've seen him since then?
Mm-hmm. And he's not a good person. So he's probably trying to make everyone here sick.
I see why you took that from me.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing here. I don't know if he's up to his old things, but that, like... Mm.
All right. I mean, I also wasn't there. I don't really know. I don't really know what you had to go through or what you saw. I hope we don't see him again.
No, I don't think we are going to see him again. It's not one of my proudest moments, but I didn't mean to hurt him that bad, and I didn't mean to kill his wife. I mean, I didn't, but I mean... I mean, you know how that is, right?
Well, I guess I do know that sometimes we do things we don't intend to. Things we can't seem to undo, even if we try.
But, I mean, they were not good people. They were not good people. It's okay because they weren't good people. Right?
I mean... What they were doing had to be stopped.
And I did. But I didn't mean for all that, everything else to happen. But I mean, it did. But what they were doing stopped. So I mean, it's good. It's good what I did. Right?
Well, I mean, I won't say anything.
Okay.
I can keep this to myself.
I appreciate that. Because I feel that some people might not be so... nice about it. So
like,
kill.
Like who? Really? I mean, he would give you a hard time, but I'm sure he's done worse things in his life.
You think he's done worse things?
Oh, I don't know. Actually, I don't. I honestly don't remember what stories Bathwick has genuinely heard and which things I've heard about.
Right, and what Bathwick fabricated in his mind.
Yeah. I mean, he had a butler.
Right. You gotta do some terrible things to have a butler.
I'm pretty sure that you could tell the other people in the party and they might understand.
I don't know. I'm not comfortable with that. Maybe, I'm not really comfortable telling you, but I mean, well, I just don't understand what he's doing here.
Yeah. Oh, we probably won't know now.
That's okay. It's fine. It's as long as he's not here anymore to hurt the people here. Just hopefully we're able to scare it out of him.
All right. And yeah, I mean, and hopefully we won't be in that kind of position again.
No, I hope not.
All right. Well, should we get back?
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have questions. So yeah, let's get back.
Okay.
All right.
Get back.
KJ.
It's actually alarming to me how much I enjoy grape nuts and yogurt. I feel like that's a sure sign that I'm old.
I love dry grape nuts.
Grape nuts are great.
They're good though. They are. Really good.
Agreed. Agreed.
Guys, what? No.
They are.
You can't hear that high tone either, can you guys?
What?
What tone?
You think grape notes taste good and you can't
grape
hear
notes.
That high pitched
Well, you're
note.
Eating grape notes. So, because
the grape note. I went on this search for a specific type of probiotic in yogurt, not because I really cared that much, but because I read about it and I was like, I can actually track down a specific trademarked engineered probiotic in yogurts. Mm. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. So I found it and I was so excited that I bought it. And now I eat it all the time with grape nuts.
Its name is Gene.
Yeah, it should be. Its name is actually BB12. Like BB8.
Like BB8, but 50% better. It was another sphere, small sphere on top of the head sphere.
It's like a snowman.
It's like a little snowman, yeah.
It totally looks like a snowman.
So yeah, Rafina, you're moseying your way over towards this woman who seems to be anti-attracting attention over at the other side of the square. But you were on the lake, right, in this dam, which is very weird to you. But now you're down here. Like, if you just try to ignore this hulking edifice behind you, this feels more like home, generally. Okay. You know, this specific little market, you're not sure exactly, but this feels normal, generally speaking. Like, this feels like the Bear Toggle you remember.
And do I recognize the woman?
No, you do not recognize the woman.
Okay.
Put the mic just closer to your, yeah.
Do you recognize, okay.
Close your mouth away from the grape nuts.
I know,
it's a tough
problem.
Balancing
Honestly,
act.
Honestly, the really chewing is not, you can't really good. Hear it. It's okay. I think that you would have to go closer to your jaw.
It's surprising.
Yeah.
Because they're grape nuts.
I know. Grape nuts are super
crunch,
crunchy.
Crunch!
They're so good. Abby, like, Eric's an idiot. I just wanted to say that I really do agree about the grape nuts. They're super
no,
good.
No, they're good.
Oh, I love
I've been
grape
eating
nuts.
Them with oat milk and blueberries. And it is like the best meal ever. And that totally makes me old, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because also when I was younger, when I was at my uncle's house once, they were offering cereal and I wanted the grape nuts. And the adults wouldn't let me eat it because I guess maybe it's more expensive or something. They were like, no, you
oh,
wouldn't
really?
Even like it. And then I secreted a bowl later and I really fucking liked it. But then they were mad that I ate the grape nuts. So that's my story about grape nuts, guys.
You've
it's
been
very
old
traumatic.
Since you were six.
That was like when I was like 7 years old. I'm not even kidding. I was little. Or I remember it all these years later. But guess what, guys? I bought 3 fucking boxes of grape nuts.
Amen.
Because it's my life and I'm a grown up and I can eat
that's
all the
right.
grape nuts I want.
You should take a picture and send it to all those grown ups who gave you such a fucking hard time. Look, assholes! You can't have any! I'm eating it all.
Yum.
So yeah, you from at least from this distance, you do not recognize the woman.
Okay.
But as you get closer, you're starting to make out the things that she's shouting. Mm-hmm. And basically the sort of vibe that this woman is giving off is kind of like one of the crazy street corner preacher type people, mm-hmm. like end of the world. Exactly, mm-hmm. kind of thing. She has no shoes on. She's up on like this little box. She, yeah, definitely does not look at the top of society, so to speak. Mm. And she looks a little crazed. Her hair is kind of sticking up in various places. And she's shouting. She says, "Where is the anglerfish? Did it swim off to Carnivore? Did it join the sooty gang and burn down the airship tower? No! Something has happened to it! Something bad! Where is the anglerfish?"
Wow.
She's going on about this, and she's trying to get people's attention, and nobody is, they're basically trying to treat her as if she's not there.
Excuse me, auntie. Excuse me. That's what everyone calls their elders. BTW. Okay. Auntie.
Got it.
That's why.
For the record, she's pretty young, but you may refer to her that way as a.
Really? She's young?
She's not like an old lady or something like that. She's pretty young. I was imagining. She's an elf, so it's a little hard to judge, but she doesn't look old.
Oh, she's an elf. I thought she was
an elf. Yeah, I
thought she was like 500 years old.
She's a dwarf like Brom. Oh, it's actually Brom, guys. You didn't know.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.